The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. I've said that line 100 times now. Woo! Hi, my name is Trevor, and I have a almost 3-year-old and an 8-month-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old.
Welcome to the 100th episode of New Dad Gaming.
Yes, we made it. Trevor, we made it.
We did it. The medal is in the mail. The plaque should be arriving shortly.
Yeah.
What a ride. 100 episodes. I cannot imagine you thought about this moment, like the day that we started, if you've ever listened back to those first episodes.
Yeah, it's been a journey, right? We've come a long way. And our kids have grown up almost together, apart, kind of together,
yeah,
as part of this show. And we've shared a lot over the past 100 episodes.
Yeah, new babies have been born.
That's right.
Games have come into our lives. Games have left massive milestones from the kids. I mean, the 100 episodes, I mean, there's a couple breaks that we had taken for some unforeseen family stuff. But I think, yeah, like we started when my kid was 3 months old. My first one.
Yeah.
And he's about 3. So this journey has generally almost transpired over the course of close to 3 years.
That's pretty crazy.
So all now the kid...
due for another one.
Yeah. Well, the problem is as long as the show goes on, we need new babies.
Right,
otherwise,
yeah,
it's not interesting. So
new material. That's right.
Now, I had a baby live on the show, so I think it's probably...
yeah. Yeah.
Before we launch in the show, anybody who has listened, anyone who's been with us for long, thank you so much for listening with us. It's been a fantastic journey. We're really excited to have been here and where we're going to be going to next. One thing we'd like to introduce or invite everybody to is go over to our website. We're going to be running a draw as a small thank you to the community and anybody who wants to come in and join us here. We're going to be giving away 4 PC games to anybody who subscribes to the newsletter that we're going to start up and listens hopefully to the show. So hop over to our website at newdadgaming.com, sign up for the newsletter, and you are automatically entered in for the games. And the games are pretty choice for dads as well, I thought.
Yeah.
So get a kick out of that. But thank you so much, everybody, for everything you've done. Thanks for listening. And it's going to be another great 100 episodes.
That's right. We have college yet. We have high school.
Oh, my. One of our kids is probably going to go pro in one of the sports.
That's right.
One of the esports for sure. But let's look back a little bit. I mean, we have played not a lot of games because we are dad gamers, but we've played some games. Like, is there any games for you, Jeff, that kind of stick out in your memory that you've played as a dad over this last while, or games that really bang for the buck, or games that you keep coming back to? Like, what's some of the dad games that really rise to the top for you?
I think for anybody that's been with us over this past 100 episodes will know that I'm going back to Witcher.
Always Witcher. Always Witcher.
Witcher 3 was a big part of my life on this show, and it stuck with me for a long time, and I still haven't technically finished it. There's an expansion pack left that's sitting there taunting me.
Now, to your credit, you finished the main game, right?
Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay. So, well, small applause that one, there. That's good.
Yep. So there's definitely Witcher 3. And I think Rocket League is the only game I've platinumed since this show. I haven't platinumed any other game, so
that one, man, that one I think stands the test of dad time for sure. Like, Rocket League is just a perennial favorite, and then one of the features of the Gaming Dad Victories too, I can recall. Rocket League is great.
Yeah, it's very accessible to everybody. Like, I go back to it with my kids now, so it's PlayStation doesn't have a Mario Kart alternative, and that kind of fits the bill.
Not until you get your Switch for Christmas.
That's right, yeah. That's still upcoming.
Weekly reminder that you're getting your Switch very soon.
Yeah. But just to kind of end it off for the games that stick out in my mind, more recently, though, is definitely Horizon. I've had a blast with Horizon, and Uncharted 4 was a big narrative that I kind of fell in love with. That was awesome. Sad it's over. Who knows if it's over, but... Those two are kind of big ones. And one that got my wife gaming, Stardew Valley. Mm-hmm. She's sunk a good 100 hours into that game. So
whoa,
that is a
that's
good,
gamer. Those are gamer hours right there.
Yeah, that's a, she surpassed me long ago. So that is a good partner game. If you ever want to get somebody into gaming that is not quite there yet, they need that little extra push on the farm field. So
I have to. It would be a bit far for my wife, given that she's never really played much of any game besides Firewatch. But I don't know. Maybe that's worth a push, worth a shot.
I think my wife's coming from Tetris. That's all she played was Tetris and Dr. Mario. So,
okay,
worth a shot.
Can't hurt. So on this side, I think the anybody who's listened has seen that it's. My perennial seems to be Hearthstone.
Yes.
Just keep getting sucked back into that one. And I'll say, like, going, it's one of the more, my more common games at the moment and having a blast. Like, these guys really have churned out something of quality, I think. And quick games, relatively quote unquote meaningful because you can rank on this ladder and there's like kind of this constant challenge. And once too, I think it does, once you've been in it for a while, it gives some stuff back in the sense that now I have enough of a card collection that it's, I don't have to start from scratch or build terrible decks. I can kind of build some of the more fun ones and kind of play it out. So Hearthstone did really well for me. Got really got through my first kid. But a lot of, 'cause you'd only sleep in our arms for the first bit. We had to sit there rocking.
That's right.
Have it on my phone, just sitting there, good hour or so of Hearthstone. While he was napping and had to keep him down and quiet. I think back to it's No Man's Sky was a big gaming event for me too. I think that's one of the first times that I ever stayed up for a launch, like the midnight, so I could pre-download it, be up at midnight and play it. Right. And kept going back on that too, even just so recently as within the last couple of months, been playing that as well. Big update coming for it soon with Next, as they're calling it. So really excited for that stuff. But No Man's Sky, I think, is something I'll continue to play and just had such an awesome time with it as well.
You're a huge champion of that game. I'm glad it kind of turned out for...
Yeah. I'm glad everyone else caught up to where I was with my excitement. I should play out that first reaction vid the day after. I am beaming. I am jumping off the ceiling. Like, I was just so excited for it. Yeah. I thought it did great.
The rest of the community.
The internet, not so much.
Yeah. But it's back there.
It's been one of those curious things to see us develop this dialogue around games that can possibly be played by dads. Like, so often it's like, this game looks great. Yeah. Dot, dot, dot. Is it dad friendly? Can a dad play this game? Like, I'll say even too with one of the more recent examples with God of War.
Yes.
I'm butting up against it a little bit because... everything is a collectible. It's like, oh, you got one of six masks. I'm like, okay. I stroll over and it's like, you got one of 15 bones. You're like, okay. Then you go over here and it's like, you got one of eight boats. I'm like, come on, man. I don't got time for this. I'm a dad. Yeah. Just let me kill things like a god already.
I'm totally blind to that menu. I'm like, I'm not falling into this trap. I need to finish it. I need to do the side quests later. Like, again, we've gone over these things before. You get sidetracked.
I am with you, except, no, the one thing that bucks that a little bit is the fact that there's those big, huge chests result in you getting hearts that expand your life and other parts that do your power. You kind of need those.
Well, and they sit there and taunt you, too. Like, you're like, I can get to that. I don't know how yet, but I can get there.
So then you're kind of rummaging around, you're wasting time, and I don't know, it's... still worth it because the dad kid theme is so cool.
Yeah.
It's grating on me a little bit how much grinding it is. It's a little beyond dad time, but still worth it just to hear how you should address your son. Specific boy.
Listen, boy.
Hey, boy.
Exactly. They got the dad tone down on some of those conversations. I'm like, yep, that's pretty much it. That's a conversation with a kid. Yep. Not listening. Yeah, I get it.
One of the more unique things that you can answer that I can't yet is, so we talked about the games we like, but what about the games your kids have liked? Like, what games have you shared with your kids? Because you're able to since they're older.
Yeah. Definitely Mario Kart. Anything Mario Kart is a winner in this household.
Mario Kart. Always Mario Kart.
Always Mario Kart. And over the episodes, Pokemon Go was a huge hit.
That was cool.
Yeah. it was going strong until a couple months ago. So it lasted its kind of life of a free game. So that was a good one too. And Tearaway, again, I will mention Tearaway because I feel all the time it's overlooked, but the kids had a blast with it. I had a blast with them while playing it and interacting with them. And it's just a cute aesthetic. It's all construction paper and stuff. So it's a really family-friendly one to get into. It's a little difficult at times, but there's really no deaths. You just kind of start over. So a kid can kind of go nuts with it and not worry about continues or whatever, where the Super Nintendo Classic that I've got really grinds it into them that they only get three lives and that's it.
it's almost cruel. I mean, we've had some great Gaming Dad victory moments that we featured on the show where the kids are going back to the old systems, Nintendo, Super Nintendo. Applause. That's fantastic. And so great to kind of cut their teeth on the harder ones so that you're really building a gamer. But on the other side too, it's, man, those are difficult games. Like, those are not meant to be beaten.
Well, and I feel that all their training up till now, right, because of the modern games, hasn't really prepared them for that kind of challenge where it was...
They're asking, like, can I just pay money for extra lives?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. That, even the hitboxes in some of those games is, like, wildly uneven from when, like, Dad, why am I losing? I totally didn't hit that ledge or whatever. And I'm like, sorry, dude, the spike is actually up here in the screen. Can't see it.
Yeah, that's life's not fair in these games.
Tough luck.
That's how I was raised. That's how you'll be raised. That's how your son will be raised. These games will live forever. Torch best part back. Too is I bet the old Super Nintendo will still be alive and working for our grandkids.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, it's new granddad's gaming.
I'm there with you, dentures and all. We're good.
Yeah. Granddad's new life starting. Kind of speaks to some of the big moments that we lived on this show. So again, like, we've been at this for 3 years and we got to see each other's life events, kids event, everything else. Like, what comes to mind for yourself for big life or kid events that happened over the course of the life of the show so far?
I will say the biggest event of all time for me was no diapers, no more diapers. That was a huge plus. I didn't have to carry around diapers. I didn't have to deal with the diaper genie. I didn't have to change or do anything. It is like such a different dad life with that freedom where you can let them run around and they can tell you, you know, when they have to go.
I can't imagine. I just can't see it.
It's there, Trevor. It's there. Reach out and grab it. It's there.
You can do it.
Like, yeah. So
I'm sure it exists. Like, I've seen it exist for other people, but
yeah,
man.
No, it's, I'm telling you, it's in your grasp. And another big, big event was my youngest starting school, which mean no daycare payments. And that was a big load off the shoulders here. Yeah. Daycare is extremely expensive. And
it's a lot of gaming money.
Oh, my God. It's at least a couple consoles a month.
Yeah, literally, that's about like three consoles a month, like, to get your kid into daycare.
Yeah. I will say that as a... not so positive one is that when, as my kids grow up, they start to grow up with each other and they kind of get on each other's nerves a little bit that it's just, you're constantly go into another room and they are already fighting each other. So that one is a little bit, we'll see that next 100 episodes where that goes. Cause that's been a trip.
I'll be curious to see if your kids get out of it and my kids get into it.
Yeah, I know. And we can swap stories. That'd be great.
It's like, so when your one kid punches the other kid, at what point do you intervene exactly?
You listen for the second scream. It's always the second scream. First one is just a warning cry.
Or one of the kids is knocked out.
Oh, that's true too. Or that.
So you're kind of rolling the dice with how that's going to plan out for you.
Yeah. No, that's pretty much it for me in terms of just quick, off the top of my head, big, big things that happened in my dad life here on the show. So we'll see what comes next, but I'm sure with you, it's all about sleeping.
Yeah. That moment will live on forever. Like, I remember that show and I arrived to the show with the stupidest grin on my face. I had, some grand overture classical music to play.
You did, yes,
to begin, because my kid had slept through the night in his own bed, and it was just the greatest, most fantastic thing to have possibly experienced, because we'd fought so hard with him for sleep.
That's right.
And it set him down, and it was peaceful, and just I probably got the most sleep that night compared to like the last what would have been 8 months. So I was probably just well high on sleep. Yeah. Just unsure to do with so much rest, basically.
Right.
Oh, that was I remember that moment of jubilation. That was just, and it's, I remember it now a lot because my second one is 8 months. Yes. And it's about that time. He's on an interesting feeding thing right now, so we can't quite turn that dial, but he's right there.
Right.
And soon he'll be able to go through the night, and being past that whole part of our life would just be fantastic. I was happy in some ways because we had two fairly severe incidents happen to their family while we're on the show. And it was great to talk about. One was less severe but less daunting. My son had fallen down some stairs and had a skull fracture. So it was a scary time just thinking about what the consequences of that could be, but fortunately they had a full scan, full observation. He turned out just absolutely fine.
Yeah,
I think they were in many ways too, like he was playing within 2 hours after it.
I bet he was, just keeps on going.
The damages to the parents in many ways, right? It was just that the guilt and the fear and the remorse and like just the concern, like it's all on the parents' head. The kid is just flying around, he could care less.
Yeah.
That was certainly a scary time, and we were really thankful for all the nurses and doctors and everything that came about. The more pertinent one, I think, was when my wife had suffered through a very severe postpartum depression. And it one of the most trying times for the family, and I'm so happy that we got through it. Massive kudos to my wife always for her strength, being able to survive it. What was great, though, is in some ways to be able to share that, like... And I had her full permission to do so, and it was kind of just great to talk about because it happens, and it's so important to reach out to communities, to get support, to talk to other people, including for the dads as well. So if there was any kind of silver lining in it of happening, is that, you know, with whatever type of platform we have here, it's the ability to share it and talk about it. So, you know, that incredibly difficult... so happy that we turned out so well from all of it. And yeah, I think it's just a really great example where we could reach out and talk and be able to kind of share how it all went down. So that was great. And then the happy part was, the happy one that really strikes out would be we had a baby on the show.
Yes, like, you did.
No, not live.
Live.
Jeff, we're in the bedroom as we are currently pushing.
Quick, Jeff, give a commentary. Okay, Trevor's in the room.
Okay, the last we heard, the water has broken, folks. The water. I was able to, on one of the shows, I announced that we had found out we were pregnant.
Yeah.
So we went through the whole trials of being pregnant with a little toddler. Mm-hmm. Toddler didn't care. He kept going full speed. And then the actual birth. So, of course, we had this little bundle of joy that we got to welcome in and all the impacts it had on my gaming life.
It's true.
It's like, well, if it was bad before, now it's just going to be horrific.
Yeah. Little did you know what was coming. Just all the sleep.
But the elation and the joy and how wonderful it was to bring him in, the remembering how awful some of the nights are and the sleep and the eating, which is funny because you kind of forget those, I think, with the second one.
I think so too.
You're leading up to the second, you're like, oh, this will be great, a second kid, babies are wonderful. And you have them, you're like, oh no, I remember this was terrible, what am I thinking?
Hit and reset again. You're like, nope, I don't want to do level 1-1 again.
Baby increased the show roster. Yes. Introduced number second, and that was, as I mentioned, like 8 months ago. So the coming out of it now, where it's, again, he'll eat some more interesting stuff. He'll start to sleep through the night. My first kid will maybe get out of diapers one day.
Yep.
Or, I don't know, he's in diapers till he's in college, and then I don't have to care.
Yep. Stay tuned. We'll find out later.
Don't turn that dad gaming dial. Now, ordinarily, we'd love to transition to... a Gaming Dad Victory of the Week. Now, Gaming Dad Victory of the Week is a segment we do where we take one of the incredible gaming dads out there who is doing gaming and fatherhood so well. We've had some incredible Gaming Dad victories on this show. This week, we didn't really want to bring in anybody in particular because it has the 100th episode. We didn't want to raise it above anything else.
Yeah.
So if anything, we just wanted to give, firstly, a shout out to any gaming dad. That is, if you enjoy games and you have a baby and you play a game, that's a victory.
I agree. That in itself.
That is a gaming dad victory. So kudos to that. Call it back to some of our great gaming dad victory recipients from before. We got Chunk, we got Graham, we got Joe, we got Alfred. We have so many others that wrote in, allowed us to tell their stories.
Yeah.
We're talking introductions to Super Nintendo, Hearthstone milestones, playing a game with your son after separating with your wife through GTA 5 online, staying connected that way, playing No Man's Sky for the first time with a young daughter.
I was going to say, it was like No Man's Sky is in there. Yep.
Oh, I was so excited about it. Gaming rooms, gaming setups, everything across the board. Like, it's been so incredible to see these Gaming Dad victories. And another shout out on this 100th episode. Thank you so much for sharing those stories. Yep. And a call out to the community. If you would like your story to be featured as a Gaming Dad Victory of the Week, we're going to be doing some interesting stuff on the website for this too. Send your stories in to us. We'd love to hear from you. So reach out to us. Send us an email, send us a story, and we'd love to talk about, love to share it. Find us on our website at newdadgaming.com.
And as part of New Dad Gaming, each week we go over the highlights and what happened in the world of gaming. Do you remember the Power Glove? No, it's not making a comeback, but there's a documentary about its initial popularity and its failure. The documentary was kickstarted in 2013. And it's now finally finished, and they're doing a film tour in local theaters, so be sure to check your local theater to see listings. The movie goes behind the scenes, interviews the various engineers of the product, captures their stories, and even goes into the present day, where the glove is used as hacking projects. Even DJs use it with electronic music. And there's other artists that have repurposed the Power Glove for their own uses. Keep watch and tune in next time, where Jeff is trying to watch this documentary and relive when he actually tried to own one. Again, more on that next episode. Nintendo has finally revealed details about its long-delayed online subscription, and the results? Well, they're a little bit underwhelming. The online service will include cloud saves, which is a plus, and online multiplayer will now be locked behind a paywall. So there's also a bunch of NES games that are being introduced into the virtual shop. There's about 20, so there's a little bit less than what people were expecting. But the subscription is pretty cheap. It runs $20 US a year, but that is only for one user. So if you want the family pack, it's $35 US, but it includes up to 8 people. Might be worth it for the added insurance of keeping all your game saves, and we hope Nintendo can grow its online presence by adding new benefits to the annual subscription. Say maybe free games like Microsoft and Sony. We'll see. And as a advertisement that has come out, there is a level designer that has Zelda fans going wild. The position is for a new Legend of Zelda game, unspecified as to what Legend of Zelda game. And the industry is saying that such a role at this point in development could mean that it's a Breath of the Wild sequel. The new dads are a bit skeptical, with the Breath of the Wild taking over 4 years to complete, spanning two consoles and harnessing the power of over 300 developers, but maybe we'll see a glimpse of this new Zelda at this year's E3. Full Motion Video Games, or FMV, they're making a comeback. Back in the days of Critical Path, Mad Dog McCree, and Night Trap, the technology and acting was flawed and limited, but now budgets are growing, and we can see the industry kind of taking hold with FMV games. Such indie hits like Her Story are reigniting the full motion video gaming comeback with today's gaming landscape. New games in the pipeline, like Transference, a psychological thriller which involves Elijah Wood, and Headspun, which uses outside video sequences to piece together narratives, are just a couple of examples of FMV trend continuing in 2018. And the MMO EVE Online turns 15 years old this week. Eve, which is a massively multiplayer online space sim, has made headlines in the past with epic battles involving thousands of players and real-world dollars. The game officially launched in 2003 and has seen immense growth in both the game and player count. In fact, at this year's annual FanFest, publisher CCP Games announced the game's 37th free expansion, entitled Into the Abyss, and will be released later this month. Not many games can withstand the test of time, especially online-only ones, so kudos to Eve and the players and even the developers for the milestone achievement. And to cover off this week's releases in the gaming world, Destiny 2 DLC Warmind releases, Conan Exiles, Death Row to Canada, and Pillars of Eternity 2 Deadfire for the PC, and I do want to mention Cool Painter for the PSVR. That's it for the gaming news for this week. Catch a nap and tune in next week for another update.
Will Jeff get his power glove?
I almost had one. I remember seeing the wizard, and I wanted one.
That's probably about the cost of, what, 4 switches to buy one now?
Yeah.
It's that or like $2 at a grandma's garage sale. So
yeah, exactly.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah.
A bit more reminiscing, and I guess question I would have for you is, and I don't know if this has changed for you over the time, but what are some of the reasons you do this show? Like when we first pitched it and kind of what has it evolved to, why do you, Jeff, Gaming Dad, do this show?
That's a good question. I think it's great to actually share not only gaming experiences, but dad experiences. I find it hard to find those resources kind of naturally. So even sharing dad pros and cons with kid life and baby life, and how to incorporate that into the gaming life, which I've always loved to do. I always, game as a hobby and something that's, near and dear to who I am. So to involve babies with that and share that with somebody else that's in that same field, I think that's a great experience, and it gets a lot off my chest. It vents to a lot of people, and we take in other dad stories as well, and we hear about them. So it's kind of, it's building that community that I like to be a part of. So I think that's a good reason to do this show and continue doing this show.
Mm-hmm. If I would pitch it, kind of mimics a lot of my own reasons. I think from a selfish point of view, I think this really ends up being therapy.
Yes.
Where it's a little bit of venting.
Yeah.
I mean, if you remember the famous pea soup story with my newborn at a hot dog stand.
Yes.
I should almost link. I wish I had the actual show number so I didn't have to leave people in suspense, but you could probably piece together what happened. But just being able to share the shock and awe of the nonsense that represented and the type of life that you live now, and just shake your head with somebody who's kind of been there as well. So that the venting and the therapy that is sharing the experience, but I think the some more altruistic reasons that kind of come from that is very much what you said, where this is uncharted territory for people who grew up with gaming, right? Like we were there for NES, SNES, Sega, N64, PlayStation. Like we grew up with all those systems. Like we are right in this mix. And what does it mean now into this gaming landscape for our kids to participate in that hobby?
Yeah, it's a whole learning curve again, right? Like even we're learning as we're going on, because this new generation that's coming up it's a totally different digital technical time with consoles. So yeah, when do you kind of introduce them to games? When do esports become a viable option? Mm-hmm. Like all this new, even loot boxes and microtransactions, like that's something that we had to kind of learn as gamers, and we need to kind of pass along that knowledge to our kids, and kind of going forward, see what else comes out that might be an obstacle for us. But even I will mention, even doing this show, it's kind of almost like a digital journal as well, so we can look back on experiences and even just some self-advice that we might have forgotten along the way.
The one I did like, it's a journal of our own mental state, and I've kind of wondered about, if nothing else, imagine turning over to your kid when they turn like 20.
Yeah.
This digital archive of like, all right, well, here's what I was about.
Yeah.
When I first had you, remember, I love you.
Exactly.
So despite some of the things I said, just don't take it too personally. Yeah. I was very tired.
You need like an intro video just to preface it. Just, you know what? These are all raw emotions.
I think it catalogs it. So it's like a gaming dad who has a newborn, a gaming dad who has a toddler or preteen, teenager. Like, what are these phases? And it kind of produces that body of knowledge that other gaming dads can start to participate in. So I think we're very much looking to build that resource for gaming dads like us as we start to figure this out together.
Yeah.
One of our kids will be the next ninja, the Fortnite streamer, making $1 million a month.
That's the dream, Trevor. We're there. We're getting there.
He supports you through gaming. It's the new dream for gaming dads.
It would be a great history video, like a little documentary. Like, we have all the footage available, you know, when he makes it big, then...
Remember, I was right there. Look, at this episode, you could see when I was advising you about your Fortnite play. Clearly you did something, so buy me a boat.
Exactly.
And, I mean, speaking of history...
Yes.
I do wonder, when you look back at young Jeff, younger Jeff...
Yes.
If you could go back as a gaming dad, what advice would you give?
So... I think my first piece of advice to my old self, gaming advice, let's say, let's do gaming first, is that don't hope for a Final Fantasy VII remake. It'll just break your heart.
Oh, I'm choking.
There's just don't hope for it, because when that announcement happens, it won't be good. So don't, just get that out of your head.
Oh, have some faith, have some hope.
That's right. In terms of dad advice to myself, you know, just breathe, just get through it. You know, I find myself even today, just being real for a moment, is just, you're always looking to the next step. Like, oh, you know, if we just get rid of diapers and potty training, then we'll be at this level. And then, oh, if he, you know, buckles in himself in the car seat, then we'll get to this level, and it'll make it easier and easier and easier. But I find myself almost wishing away periods of time. So I would say just stop. And it's a little bit cliche, but when they're little and they give you the little tiny hugs, those are probably the best hugs ever, are those little tiny hugs, because they're just so, you know, warm and clenching to you. And I find that as they get older, even with my older one, the hugs are still there, but they're just not those warm little munchkin hugs that you just have to hold on to. So I will say, just take in those. And again, don't move too fast, because everyone says it, you know, it's a blink of an eye and they've grown up, but it happens. Even looking back on this show, it has been 3 years just gone in a flash. So just slow down, let it happen. Even now. Also,
episode one, I had
a
3 month old and a nobody else.
That's three-month-old in time. That's good.
Now it's a three-year-old, basically, and almost a one-year-old. Like, that's... The hugs are fantastic. Like, I absolutely love those right now.
Yeah.
It is so hard to appreciate this moment, because there's just so much stress with it all.
Yeah.
Like, it's easy advice to give. It's difficult advice to receive. And it's true. It's utterly true, and I do try to slow myself down.
Yeah,
but I find myself like, I just don't want to change his diaper anymore.
I know.
I don't want to have to fight for him to eat food.
Yeah.
You need to eat food. Please eat food. I hate having to try to persuade my little baby to sleep.
Yes.
I mean, one thing, like, I dislike a lot of social media posts that are too cliche, emotional, flowing. Like, some social media stuff feels like nonsense, but I posted this one thing in many ways for myself, because I just like that it's in the cloud and hopefully I can have it at some point too if I lose my phone or something. But it's this photo where I'm holding my little one and he's just sleeping on my chest. Those are some of my favorite memories. With the first kid too, is just, he's sleeping, I'm holding him. And I think for him and for the new one, it's never been lost to me how precious that is. It's because that is a, like, 1 to 2 year window, and that is gone for life. So I posted this photo, and I surmised that same thing. It's like, this is one of the last fleeting moments where this will happen.
Right.
And he just looks so tiny and curled up, and it's really hard to think that it's so easy to say, so difficult to do, because no sleep, I maybe just want to play a game for a bit.
Yeah.
Why won't you just eat some broccoli, for God's sakes? But if you wish it away, yeah, next thing they're moving off to college and you're...
That's right.
You're a sad old man.
You're gaming again in the virtual yeah. world.
Yeah, I was going to say the only problem, the upside of that is like all the gaming we're going to do as old men. Anything else though? Like, I don't want to cut you off.
No, I think that's just kind of the gist of this show. I think going back, we've grown both as dads here. And I think that just telling my old self, again, just slow down. I'll get through it. And I hope that in the next 100 episodes, I'm telling myself right now that, hey, look, you listened to a little bit of that. And
kudos,
you
can, younger
yeah,
Jeff.
You can just... You just did it. You get a new dad giving victory. So
there you go. So yeah, I'll see you at episode 200. You might win.
Yeah, that's right.
No guarantees.
Yeah.
So I'll pitch it some practical stuff. Set up a camera/photo situation with the absolute ridiculous influx of photos from multiple devices, from every angle, from every situation.
Yeah.
I wish I had a better handle of it. Like, we haven't lost any photos, but it's almost like I just wish I had some sort of cataloging backup, like off-site storage situation set up.
Yep.
So that I could kind of just shovel all of them into this one place and know that they're well-preserved. Right now, they're just preserved. And it's like if you asked me to try to find a photo of when my first son was 5 months.
Yes.
That'd be hard, right?
Yeah.
So if you're a gaming dad about to have another or going to into it for your first time, I think it really behooves you in this new digital age of 1,000 cameras all over the place to get your camera and photo storage situation in gear, because there's going to be a tidal wave and you don't want to mismanage any of it. I think with the first one especially, try and cry it out sooner as far as like his sleeping pattern.
Mm-hmm.
I think we suffered a little bit too long where it's just we wouldn't let him just go to sleep, because then when we did, like he really just did flipped a switch and life got a lot better a lot quicker. So like,
yes it does.
When I think it'd be just buck up, get it going, get it done.
Yeah.
This one's a bit weird. If possible, and I don't know if like even I could have taken the advice, but if there was any way for me to move closer to family.
Okay.
I would have done, I think looking back, I would have loved to have done that, just because the extra support, the connectivity with cousins and aunts and uncles and everything else, like it's just so beneficial, so great. If anything, this like family experience, this dad experience has really shown me how great family is. Always loved my family, always was close, but just further reinforced it. And the thought that you can have assistance from family, like somebody related, go out for dinners with them. I don't know if I could have, honestly.
Yeah.
It's not like I had these great opportunities to and I said no.
Right.
But I think just giving it a real honest look, how much easier life's going to be if you can kind of be closer to family.
Yeah.
Because they can make such a massive difference to it.
Yeah, I can relate to that too, because we were by ourselves, supporting ourselves for a while, and you'd have to go and get your own babysitters. And we ran through a lot of babysitters just because either they weren't qualified, they didn't, you know, we would always get a call during dinner, they didn't know how to put down our kids because it's a different kid. I understand that. But, you know, we had to cut our night short and run home. So yeah, we have family now that has moved closer to us, which is, it is incredible in terms of support and just having someone that is familiar enough to kind of take, you know, the kids at a moment's notice or a drop of a hat, just, if something happens or, if you need a little extra someday and you need to take your own little break, it's there. It's an easy out. So yeah, I can totally relate to that. That's good. To go back.
Yeah, from a gaming perspective, don't buy Battlefront. that was an awful game. You didn't play it very much. Hated that game. Just and the internet backs me up on that. Like, that was not a well-received game.
Nope,
so,
it was not.
Confident in saying it. And still to this day, that ranks as my worst gaming purchase.
You were right on that, too. Wasn't that almost day one for that?
Yeah, I think I pre-ordered.
Okay.
Me and a buddy played it, thought it was really, I'll say like to its credit, it was authentic. Like it really felt like it was a Star Wars.
Yes.
You were in Star Wars.
Yes.
But the actual act of playing it sucked.
Yeah.
Like there was no, when it first launched, there was no campaign.
No, it was very like shallow kind of.
And just at that time, like their pay to win scheme was just rampant out of control. So you spawn, you're dead. Like just yep. like, it was awful. So don't buy Battlefront.
Don't buy it.
Big gaming mistake. Big gaming mistake.
Yes.
But on that happy note, we will wrap it up. Everybody, thank you so much for listening. Yes. This has been New Dad Gaming. This has been our 100th episode. Jeff, and I'll throw it to you if you want to give out a quick thank you. I want to give you the opportunity.
Oh, no, just thank you to everybody that has been with us and has been receiving our complaints and advice. And remember, we throw stuff out there. We hope it sticks. And we love to hear from other dads that have kind of going through the same kind of situations or even new situations that we don't know about. Again, yeah, thanks to all our viewers and hopefully newer viewers that come on board and help us out as well. So, no, awesome. We made it to 100.
Yes. No, absolutely. And that's a great way to say it. I think we're going to be looking to continue to improve the quality. We're going to be looking to maybe try some new angles or some segments or any number of things. We really want to continue to produce a show of quality that people enjoy and want to consume, especially new dads. So if there's something that we can assist with or you have a great idea, throw it our way. We really want this to be a conversation. So thank you for being with us for 100 episodes and to 100 episodes more. This has been New Dad Gaming. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can find us at our website at newdadgaming.com. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook as well. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, and anywhere else that you find a podcasting service. We'd love a subscription, a rating, and a pass along to any new dad who games. Until next week, my name is Trevor, and I have a almost 3-year-old and an 8-month-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old.
And we will see you next week.
See ya.
Bye-bye.